Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that y'all have continued to do homework. I hope that life is starting to smile back at you. I hope that you are starting to notice the flowers that are blooming around you. So today, I like to start off by asking a question, as most days. But how many times have you envisioned a person, and once you actually see them, they look nothing like what you thought they would? Or better yet, the voice don't match. Like, that totally throws us off. For some reason, people think that I grew up wealthy and have gone to a well-renowned college because I speak decently, which is totally false, but for some reason they correlate the two together. We have all heard the phrase, you can't judge a book by its cover, and we can't. But for those of you who haven't, it basically means that you have to dig deeper to get the true meaning of something. You can't just glance at someone or something and think you have it all figured out. If I did that, I would have missed my opportunity at true love. My husband and I were different when we first met. I thought I had him all figured out based on appearance. He was just like all the others, but little did I know he really wasn't. And I would have never known that had I continued to live in my head and not step outside the box. I always say walk with your eyes closed. And I say this because of what was almost missed. I could have missed my love if I would have been still. Of course, there's a time to be still and a time to move, but we have to use our discernment in that. But if I would have been still, I would have missed out on my love. We have so many restrictions on things for no reason. No, I'm not doing this, or no, I don't date this type. Walk with your eyes closed. Trust God. He can see in places that we can't. He's taller and he's much bigger. We have to remove these restrictions. If you want bread from the store, but you only want this brand, only this cut, with an expiration between the third and the ninth. Now look, like, are you hungry or are you hungry? We will starve with some of these restrictions. Bread is bread as long as it's edible, right? But we have to step up and we have to step out. We have to stop having so many stipulations on things. What's the worst that could happen? You will be surprised at how much you can learn from just starting a conversation with someone. You never know who you are entertaining and how they can bless you, or vice versa. The Apostle Paul tells us to never forget to show hospitality to strangers, because some of us have entertained angels not knowing it. So always send out positive vibrations, even to those you don't know. The balance will always return. And again, you never know what you could be missing out on. I said in an earlier episode that there's people out there who love and care about us that we haven't even met yet. But we will never meet them. We will never meet these people if we never take a step. And that's all we need, one step at a time. I know that with social media being a primary overview of one's life or one's image, you know, we oftentimes think that we have nothing in common with this person or that person. But who knows? When shopping online, it's great to have filters. You can filter out the things you don't need. But we can do the same thing with energy. We can filter out things and people who aren't good for us. We know a good vibe. We know bad and negative ones too. And that's filtering. Whether we acknowledge it or not, we know who's good for us and we know what's bad for us. So don't be in denial about it. See, that's another bad D word. That's random. Okay, but we may have way more in common with people than what we actually think. We have to remember to use our energetic discernment. We have to remember to identify our energy, when energy changes, if this energy is good for you, and just go from there. Walk with your eyes closed, meaning just go. It's okay to not have all the plans together. It's okay to not know. But not having too many plans, you are allowing God, the universe, and nature to guide you. By not having too many plans, you are able to listen for the right turns. When you're traveling and when you're using your GPS, the music gets low. The voice is enhanced, so you won't miss your exit. But with God, it's on you to turn down the noise and listen. We have to be intentionally listening for his voice, because everyone that's riding with you don't need to know your exit. I'll repeat that. Everyone that's riding with you don't need to know your exit. If they hear your plan, and you know, they'll try to get out on your exit when it's personalized for you. It's not even their stop, but they will try to grab the wheel. So don't worry about being alone all the time. Don't worry about having, you know, too many plans. It's okay. it's okay to not have it all together, because I promise you, I don't. Before I started this, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I almost ended up in nursing school, but I knew that I wanted to help others because I truly, truly love y'all, but I didn't know how. So I started being intentional with seeking my purpose, started asking God, meditating, inserting the right frequencies, and before I knew it, I started making posts, you know, little by little, and that turned into videos, and, you know, before I knew it, I had a whole podcast. So being obedient to God, you know, I truly, truly love this, and it's a blessing to me. And He sees in places that we can't. He has given me so many more ideas that will be coming in the future, but the point is, seek and you will find. And just touching on obedience, do what God says. I know it's hard. I know that we don't want to. You know, we're oftentimes used to running our own lives. You know, we decide what we want to eat or what we want to wear, what we want to do, where we want to go. But everything, you know, isn't meant for us. You know, some things is reserved for God to make the decision on, and then we'll go from there. So I know that sometimes He may tell us to do things that we don't want to do. But be obedient. He's already told me to do and say things that I wasn't comfortable with already. And I'm like, really, God, this is where we've came to, you know, like this is where we at. But I can't complain, because I know and I have seen Him do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ask or think. And that's His promise to us. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. We can have all the answers to everything, but we must act. We have got to move. We cannot be still and complain about anything that's happening in our lives. Hate to be honest, but being honest, you know, we have got to get out of our comfort zone. We must step up and out, because if we don't do it, then who will do it for us? No one is reaching for the stars on our behalf. No one is going to do the work and give you the reapings of the harvest. It's a self thing. So we must rely only on us. I'm not saying we won't have help, but I'm saying don't rely on anyone else to fix your plate. Allow the ultimate chef to cook up something good for you. Of course you're going to enjoy it, as I'm enjoying this. Speaking of begging, Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it. We thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind with the activity of our limbs. We thank you for life and your peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask you to continue to pour your spirit on us. We ask that you give us boldness and confidence to step up and out and be about your business in whatever way we need to. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we love you in advance, and we thank you in advance. Amen. Good people, as always, this has been amazing. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Of course, don't be rude, don't pass me by, and don't blow your horn. Of course, if you could just like and subscribe, please, on whatever platform you're watching on. I love y'all so much. Love me back. Homework before I go. I'm just going to say positive vibrations, intentionality, and loosen up, you know, laugh more. Love yourself more. Until next time, good people.